On the show today, we have NAFQ's very own Anthony Demagon talking about their 2018 NAFQ Strategic Growth Conference recap. What happened? What transpired there? Get it all here from Anthony, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Anthony Demagon from NAFQ. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Thanks for asking. Hey, you are fresh off a conference. Literally, your strategic growth conference ended yesterday, and you just got into town. What was it? You were telling me before the recording last night?
Last night. Got in about 7 o'clock. It was a pretty short flight. You know, it was good, but it was a great conference.
Yeah. Was it last year it was in San Diego, or was it the year before?
San Diego, I believe it was last year.
Yeah, and I went to it, and this is a really cool, it's not a huge conference, but it's very intimate, but the content is second to none because of the way you guys set it up. There's like, it's almost like case study after case study after case study. It's real world stories from credit unions that had a problem, they found a solution, and they're telling the results. It's just a really cool conference, and I think I just took you. I think I just stole your thunder, Anthony.
No, that's fine. What was fun, and it has grown. It has grown.
It grew
50% this year. So it is. We had about 200 people. It was an all-time record.
That's perfect.
And it really is all the credit unions out there that are trying to push things a little faster, make more loans, grow more accounts, grow a bigger foothold in their market. All looking for a new angle. What button can I push? What knob can I turn? Whatever it is. And then people trading stories and networking and hearing from some technology people, credit union people. It was great. I was taking notes. We're in a different business model as a trade association, but a lot of the lessons and stories were as applicable to any business, yep, especially credit unions. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Was there anything that kind of were there any couple of highlights that you want to share from the conference
I was thinking about it, and it was fascinating. Brett King kicked off the conference.
Oh, he did. Oh, wow.
You know. And he raised a good point. He said, hey, if you're looking at FinTech, now he's got a wonderful accent there from Australia. Yeah. But he said, if you're looking at FinTech companies, they want to grow scale as fast as they can.
Yeah.
So when they're in account acquisition, they don't want a human being involved in the account acquisition process. So he said, red flags for you should be anytime that somebody has to print something out, take it down to a branch or headquarters. He says FinTech will not invest in that. And so he says we need to take a step back as the financial industry, credit unions, and ask ourselves, are there ways we can get these accounts open without having that human interaction? Using technology to do the same kind of reviews, due diligence, checks, etc., but then make the process much more easier for the consumer. That was one. The other one was data. I think it was Advantage Analytics at CUNY Mutual. She was phenomenal. It was just things that sounded simple, but take a look at your ACH file. See where your outgoing money's going to. Is it going to Bank of America or payday lender? You can get a lot of data. There's so many different places you can get it. But a lot of people were saying there's this thought of you need to be thinking about the positions of the future. Data scientists, behavioral scientists, trying to anticipate and looking at the data, what's the next best product for consumer A, consumer B, consumer C, so that when you talk to them, you're talking in an eloquent manner that you know who they are, you've anticipated their needs, and then it's much more of a relationship. And there was one other thing, mobile. Making sure that a mobile experience, anything that your member can do online or on their laptop, can they have the same experience on their phone?
Right.
And trying to put it through the user experience, cutting down clicks, making things easy. We talked about branching. It was a lot of fun. Free ranging discussions. It was. Furious note scribbling. It was really neat.
Furious note scribbling. We like that.
Yeah, it was just, and we finished off. We had a gentleman, 50 ideas from 50 credit unions, little ideas that credit unions have implemented, one for every state of the union.
Oh, really?
Some of the ideas were big. Some of the ideas were simple. Little ways to get a little better, a little faster and execute things a little bit better for the members.
A little bit adds up to a lot, you know?
Yes.
A lot of those, absolutely. Very cool. So, I mean, I remember last year when I went, it's very interactive. I mean, people can ask questions in the middle of a presentation and that's actually encouraged. And those are the types of things that I really enjoy. I get a lot out of when there's a lot of banter between presenter and audience. And I experienced that at your show.
We did that again this year too. What we try to do sometimes, we'd have a panel of two or three. We had one on community development, how a sound community development program supporting your community can actually be really good for business. So we had three credit union rock stars in that realm. We had somebody though then from, I think it was GZO, moderating the panel. Mm-hmm. And then the questions were, we had an app, so people were asking questions in the app, going directly to the stage, and then sessions aren't too long. There's a break in between, and then everybody runs up and they are asking questions and continuing the conversation later. We had networking receptions and dinners so that people can kick those conversations further, develop relationships. If it's not interactive, and I think we said it over and over again, yes, there's a lot of information on the stage, but between the room, 200 people from around the country, CEOs, chief operating officers, chief marketing officers, the answers are in the room.
Yep.
And we just got to connect and work together.
One more question on this conference, Anthony, is like, what do you want your audience, what do you want attendees to take back to their credit unions kind of on a Monday morning type of thing and apply right away? Because a lot of times we go to these conferences and we take all the notes and get all the stuff and all that type of stuff, but there are conferences out there that really encourage you to like, all right, this is something that needs to be implemented right now or even yesterday. What takeaways do you want attendees to take back to their credit unions from this conference?
For this conference, well, it's probably three things. Number one, though, is a mindset. And it's not just we try to get that same mindset here at NAFQ. It's time to hustle. It's that mindset of pushing forward. Mm-hmm. We know what we know. We don't know what we don't know. Dive into the unknowns and through the eyes of the consumer. That mindset of we got to tweak and keep getting better because we got to be relevant. We got to be relevant in 10 years, 15 years, 3 years. On the flip side, though, I think the takeaways here were dive into the data. I think everybody had a really good realization coming out of the conference that data, and even if you didn't really have a high-end or detailed data management system, there were places to start. Mm-hmm. Look at your core. Look at your ACH file. See what data you have access to. Take a look at that and see what lessons you can glean from it, and then act. You have to act.
Yeah.
And the flip side was the growth of mobile. Taking a step back, putting on the eyes of the member and walking through your products and services and asking yourself, is this convenient? Is this how I would personally want to shop? Is this personally how I would want to do things? Mm-hmm. What are the financial service providers or other providers that even your team likes? And are we measuring those? Who are the competitors? And I think we did a good job also understanding this mindset that it is a competitive market. Community banks, large banks. There are a lot of institutions out there. We have to be proactive in attacking the markets and telling our message. Because we have the credit union model is fantastic. We just got to be aggressive because other people think what they do is fantastic too.
Indeed. And even though times are good right now, now is not the time to rest on your laurels. Now is the time to really put your foot on the accelerator a little bit harder.
What do we always say in a downturn? Right. I mean, remember when there's a downturn and you suddenly don't have as many resources as you used to have, you will hear people say, oh, I wish when we could have done this and that. And so it's just a realization. And a lot of the CEOs and the executives in the room, they were all saying the same thing. Yep. This is the time to, like you said, put the pedal down. And because we're having amazing growth in this industry. That being said, we still have a lot of room,
no doubt,
to take away market share.
No doubt.
And we're getting there. I think all these credit unions were what I would like to call an impatient group. They want to get there faster.
That's a good thing.
They want to, and I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I agree.
All right, last question for you here, Anthony. I'll let you get back to your good works that you guys are doing there at NAFQ. Can you give us a quick lineup on what's going to happen in 2018 with conference lineup? I know NAFQ annual's coming up. That's going to be in Boston this year, I believe.
Oh, it's going to be close. Seattle.
I was close. So close.
Oh, I hate you. It's great. It's going to be in Seattle. What we try to do is we should, no, believe me, I understand. There's a lot. Well, we did something fun there. First of all, Seattle's an amazing city. It's the number one city in terms of crane. Did you know that? The most cranes? The city is exploding. I mean, with Amazon and tech. So it's a great city with a lot of energy. We're doing something fun. We're trying to make it like a strategic planning conference. The first day is an environmental scan. Here's where we are. Here's where we're going. Day two are going to be workshops, kind of some TED-like smaller talks, then breaking out into four different groups, how to be a better leader, how to be a better board, how to be a better credit union, how to be a better business.
Nice.
These are the ideas there.
Okay.
And then the last day, execution. So we're going to try to, you know, attendance is looking great. It's a great city.
It is.
And so that'll be fun. So that's our annual conference. We have a board conference coming up in Newport, Rhode Island. It's focused more on those volunteer officials and board and supervisory committee.
Mm-hmm.
We have a slew of risk management and compliance-related conferences. We've got, BSA, risk management, compliance schools to train people. They're all on our website, NAFCU.org. But we have a lending conference, which we did for the first time last year, and that's doing really well. And we have one that I really like. Our Congressional Caucus hiked the hill in September. The one I like, Management and Leadership Institute, where you take that next group of leaders and you just supercharge them, caffeinate them, and set them loose. And this is going to be fun. So we're going to be in Annapolis, which is home of the Naval Academy. Yeah. And Navy CEO Cutler Dawson has agreed to come down and kind of give an overview of his view of management. And, you know, the fact that he went to the Naval Academy, was an admiral in the United States Navy, I think it'll kind of be a neat event. He'll be back in some of his stomping grounds when he was at the Academy.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's a great conference, too, because I love it. It happens at the end of the year, and it gets me fired up and ready to go for the next year. It's a good one. So we're chugging along here, but good members, good board, good year already.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
Right on, right on. I mean, you guys are all over the place, Anthony. All over the place, literally.
We love it. No, we love it. And, you know, it's good. Here's the thing. Good content delivered in a good way, in a good location, because I think part of this is enjoying an experience with other attendees, building relationships that you can take outside of the conference so that you have a network of people that are going to help you succeed. And, you know, that's it's kind of been a win-win for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get good speakers, good delivery, great location, good content. And, you know, that's good stuff.
That's a good recipe for success. What's that?
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I'm definitely going to see you guys at the NAFCU Annual in Seattle, not Boston. What the heck was
that? We'll catch a fish together down at Pike's Market or whatever, right?
All for that. That's exciting.
Awesome.
That's good fun. All right. Well, cool, Anthony. Anything else? Any other final words of wisdom to wrap up here?
No words of wisdom here. No, again, just we're here to help. If anybody needs us, reach out to us. But I'm very excited for our industry this year.
Yeah, me too.
And I can't believe it's March already. But you know what? I'm talking to leaders from across the country, and there's this optimism and this push that I'm seeing, and I love it. We all love it here.
Right on, right on. Great message to end on. Anthony, thank you so much, sir. Keep up the good work there at NAFCU. You guys are killing it, man. Keep it up.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
All right.